All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and are you guys ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Wednesday Wildcard, and what that is something new I'm trying out. Basically, guys, I get a lot of Arrowgay, so some of it I'm not sure if we need to cover, or I just need to play on my own, and you guys get to determine that. So if you guys want some new blood, you know, this is where you're gonna find it. You're like, well, I'm tired of Starless or Maggot Bates or, you know, Sekiro no Mori, which is coming to an end. You know, other games I cover. If you're tired of those, this is where I've got new blood coming in. So if you guys like these, let me know and we'll continue to play them. So this is Cho Dengeki Striker, which is kind of like, I had it right at the tip of my tongue, guys. But anyway, yeah, if you're familiar with, like, Power Rangers or, well, we should say Super Sentai or Kamen Rider, Tokusatsu. It's a Tokusatsu one. That's the word I was looking for. Anyway, it does have some erotic scenes. I don't know how many, but it is supposed to take Tokusatsu pretty seriously. People do die. So it might be worth checking out, guys. So you guys let me know what you think. If it's not your thing, well, I'll play it by myself. All right, here we go, guys. Gonna start Cho Dengeki Striker. The year 1193X, whatever. The Japanese Empire has created a new breed of super soldiers in the name of national defense. The Striker System, bionic technology designed by Dr. Ichimongi Sochiro to make men stronger, faster. Their official name, the Imperial All-Terrain Strike Support Rangers. Super soldiers designed to protect the borders of the Japanese Empire. Soldiers of justice, staking their lives in battle to protect Mother Japan from the wicked Balbora Empire. Sounding very Tokusatsu right now. These bionic soldiers, the Strikers, are granted various powers through the Striker Drives. The technology that joins the soldier to these drives is known as the Striker System. JPNS-002, Striker Drive, Shushui. The swinging sword channels high voltage electrical current into a blade for the wielder. JPNS-003, Striker Drive, Hyaku Shiki. The Type 100 Hyaku Shiki compresses plasma around the fist, lending it punching power equivalent to a heavy tank gun. JPNS-004, Striker Drive, Shinden. Shinden, the Roaring Thunder, harnesses ambient electricity in the atmosphere to call down a lightning strike. JPNS-005, Striker Drive, Tenrai. Tenrai, the Heavenly Thunder, a fearsome technique that launches blasts of plasma at the enemy. Its output can even be adjusted and set to stun. JPNS-009, Striker Drive, Senden. Flash Lightning Senden increases the transmission of electric signals across the body's synapses to push muscle activity to its peak. These Striker systems are wielded by the Ultimate Warrior in his mission of national defense. His name is Zero, Striker Zero. Striker Zero stands bravely against the encroaching evil of the Balbora Empire. His story begins now! That's so cool. I sighed and closed the book. I'd read this comic I don't even know how many times. I gazed down at the cover. The Dengeki Striker, the superhero, protects Japan from the wicked Balbora Empire. No matter how bad it gets, no matter how strong the enemy, he never gives up. He stands up and faces them head on. He's the awesomest hero ever. Everyone in my class reads his series. And someday I'll be a sweet-tastic superhero just like Striker Zero. Hold on, folks. Some of these voice actors, sound like they're in a hall somewhere. Everything's up pretty high. I heard Mom calling me from downstairs. That's right, I promised to show Haruna the striker equipment, or Haruna. We're not really sure. Maybe it's Haruna. Haruna, the striker equipment I made. Haruna's my best friend. She's lived around here since I was really little. Sometimes she comes over and we read Dengeki Striker together. When I grow up, I'm gonna be a real superhero, the kind who beats up all the bad guys. I know you will. I like you best when you talk like that, Yamato-kun. Another Yamato. Haruna's the only one who doesn't laugh at my dream of becoming a hero someday. Okay, I'm off. I strapped on my homemade cardboard striker units, wrapped a scarf around my neck, and dashed down the stairs. Oh my, Yamato, are you playing Dengeki Striker again? I'm not playing, I'm training. Mom, when I grow up, I'm gonna be a real superhero. Then I'll protect you and Dad for sure. Don't you remember those times where you... Like, especially men. Because we always looked up to these heroes. You know, whatever it was. If it was like Captain America. Or if it was like the Ninja Turtles or Power Rangers or X-Men. You know, you always wanted to be like an X-Men. You always wanted to be like Superman. Or you wanted to be, you know, back my day, Power Ranger or Ninja Turtle. Stuff like that. Like, kind of reminds you of those days, right? Oh, Yamato, that's so sweet. But a hero can't miss his appointments, can he? Haruna-chan? We're gonna get that right. Waiting for you? Yeah, be back later. Don't stay out too late now. Okay. Mom gave a big smile and waved as I dashed out of the house. I ran like the wind, faster and faster, as fast as my legs would carry me. Faster, faster to the big empty lot where we always meet. Haruna's waiting for me. There's not a moment to lose. I finally arrived at our usual playground. It was a big empty lot in front of the shrine. The spot between the stairway to the shrine and the road. That was our playground. Did you remember that? Playing around, running around like kids, having fun. And old, like, you find somewhere to play. The adults would say, go play, and you get to play as a superhero. And you could just turn on your imagination like that. And you were there, like everything that you would see on the TV or whatever, in the comics. Like, you would imagine it was there. Like, your brain just turned on and imagined things. That was a great fucking time. I think a lot of us really do take that for granted. I don't think the kids do that these days. It's really bad. Really bad, but maybe I'm just the old guy. The pile of drain pipes was our secret base. Yep, you would hide in the pipes. Yep. I looked around. Haruna must have beaten me here. And then I saw... Hey, give it! Give it back! Huh? You're rich, ain't ya? Just ask Daddy to buy you a new one. I am not rich. Liar, I've seen that big house you live in. I bet you eat those big roast pigs at every meal. Bet she does. That's so mean. Haruna, she was crying. Someone had taken her favorite stuffed animal. It was the neighborhood bullies, those big jerks who were always making fun of me. I had to save her. Today I would save her for sure. It didn't matter that they had me outnumbered. It didn't matter that they were bigger than me. I had to save Harana because I am. I adjusted my scarf and climbed on top of the pipe. Stop right there! Bullies like you must answer to Dengeki Striker! The bullies were all looking at me, too surprised to move. This was my chance! Ah! I jumped down, but ended up skidding on the soft ground below. Ouch. Oof, I fell on my butt. That didn't hurt at all, because I am Dengeki Striker! Oh, it's just Yamato. What a dumbass. The bullies left Harana in charge to me, ready to strike. I wasn't about to lose to the likes of them. I readied my fists and... Pow! He punched me in the nose. My mouth filled with the taste of blood. Soon I heard a ringing in my ears. The world was spinning around me. You're such a wuss. A twerp like you, I better learn his place. I tried to fight back, but I couldn't land a single hit. Damn it. Why did I have to be so weak? I just wanted to be a hero. I wanted to be a hero so bad. But at least the bullies weren't bothering Harada anymore. She'd even gotten her stuffed animal back. She was watching me. I could tell she was really scared. It's okay, don't worry about me, Harana. We'll let you off this time. But you better stay out of our sight from now on, twerp. I guess they got tired of beating me up. The bullies left a lot. Are you okay, Yamato-kun? I can't take this anymore. I suck at protecting you, Harana. No, you don't. You always protect me. All the time. Harana. After that, we started playing like always. I played Dengeki Striker, and Harana was Striker's loyal friend. Together, we beat up all the bad guys everywhere. Harana would probably rather be playing with dolls, but she'd always play along with my hero stuff. Then when we got done playing hero, we did what Harana wanted to do. Recently, Harana's favorite game had been wedding. She even wove up grass rings for us to exchange. In sickness and in health. Don't you remember when you actually wanted to get married? Like back in the day? Like you would think it would be the best thing in the world, you know? To get married to a... You know, you'd play house and all that kind of stuff. I remember that. Till death do us part. We'd speak the solemn vow. Harana had to teach me the words and then exchange rings. It was a little embarrassing, but I owed it to her for playing along with my games. And to tell the truth, it wasn't so bad playing it with Harana. Then we'd laugh and talk about all the weird stuff we do together in the future. That's the way we always played. We played that way again today, until about sunset. Then, Harana went really quiet and looked at me. What's wrong, Harana? Thank you for everything you've done, but you don't have to protect me anymore. Harna's big eyes filled up with tears. Huh? Was she crying? Because I failed to protect her again today? Because I'm too weak? I'm about to move. Somewhere far away. What? No way, just like that? We wouldn't get to see each other again? No way. It's for Papa's work. We're leaving tomorrow. Please come and say goodbye to me. I couldn't take it. My eyes were burning and my cheeks were cold. My tears mixed with my runny nose. Yamato-kun. Harna, she was crying too. I had to stop. I had to send her. I had to see her off like a man. Yeah, I'll come. I'll come see you off right. Okay, you promise? You have to come. I promise, because I'm Dengeki Striker. I'm the hero sworn to protect you, Haruna. Okay, you have to come. I'll be waiting for you. I'll be waiting for Striker Yamato-kun to come and say goodbye. Haruna waved her tiny hand as she left the empty lot, but I couldn't stop crying. I couldn't let anyone see me like this. I had to go somewhere. I had to be alone. I climbed up to the shrine, to a place where people didn't usually come. I squatted down low. In the end, I can't even protect my best friend. If I was really Dengeki Striker, I cried and cried, but the tears kept coming. Oh, what's wrong, little boy? Suddenly, I heard a voice behind me. No one was there last I looked. I turned around. There was a weird old man standing there. He was all in black with a funny hat in his head. I'd never seen him around here before. Mister, who are you? I am the memory collector. You called me here, you know. I didn't call anyone. Go away. Oh, ho, ho, the strongest of feelings and richest desires. Those are what set me running. Do you have a wish, my boy? A wish? I can grant any wish in exchange for a memory. Was he a wizard? He could grant any wish? Maybe he was lying. Maybe he was just teasing me. But, if he was telling the truth... Honest? You can really do that? Yes, I can indeed. Then make me Dengeki Striker. As you wish. The man gave a big smile and nodded. Just sign this contract and it will all be done. The man pulled out a sheet of thick white paper. Contract, is that what he called it? What does sign mean? Do you see this line? Just write your name right here. Okay. The old man gave me a pen and pointed to a spot on the paper. I wrote down my name, Yuki Yamato. Ah, the contract is complete. From this moment on, you are Dengeki Striker. But because you are young and your memories are so few, I'm afraid I will have to take every memory you've ever had. Huh? The old man waved his cane. Suddenly, everything went dark. What happened? I lost consciousness? Did I fall in the course of my mission? My head was throbbing. I fought back the pain as I tried to figure out where I was, but the area around me was completely unfamiliar. Where am I? What is going on? Was this a shrine? It couldn't be the capital. I set up and ran a self-diagnostic. All systems functional. No damage at all. But wait, my body was different. Was this a child's body? Could this be a trap, part of an attack by the Balboa Empire? No, I detected no enemies in the vicinity. Calm down, let's start with the basics. I am the prototype Imperial All-Terrain Strike Support Ranger, codename Striker Zero. I am a cyborg, bionically enhanced for service in the Japanese Imperial Army. My rank is First Lieutenant. I have been entrusted with the defense of Japan's national borders. It is my duty to dispatch any foreign invaders on our national soil. Good. My memory is intact. The last thing I remember is a report that cyborgs from the Balboa Empire had appeared in the capital. I had put on my uniform and gone out to face them. That's when I lost consciousness. And when I came to... Where? Where am I? And why am I a child? I had my armaments, the striker drives, my uniform was in my bag. I looked at what I was wearing, Western-style clothing made from nylon fibers. A name was stitched into the clothing. Yuki Yamato. Yuki Yamato? But that was my real name! It was a difficult situation to grasp, but I had to accept it as reality. First, I had to get back to the capital. Even if my body had regressed, I could still fight. After all, the fighting could start at any minute. There was no time to lose. Only the strikers stood a chance against the bionic humans of Balbora. And yet, it was so peaceful here. It was hard to believe it was wartime. I checked my surroundings again. Just then, in the skies high above, an aircraft passed by. A jet-powered aircraft? But it's so big! Jet engine technology on that scale, it wasn't possible. Not even with the advanced science of the Japanese Empire. More importantly, it didn't look like a military craft. How could civilians be in possession of such technology? What is going on here? I descended the long staircase and left the shrine. Where? Where on earth am I? The question at last found its way to my lips. This had to be Japan. The signs on the buildings and the local flora and fauna left little room for doubt. The people were all Japanese too. But even this far from the city, they wore Western-style clothing like the cutting-edge fashionistas of Ginza and Asakusa. The cars were of a modern make, like nothing I'd seen before. The telephone poles were made of concrete. Could this be the future? Had something transported me into the future? Into the body of a child? I scanned my surroundings, dumbfounded. A woman came running out from behind the vacant lot. Yamato, I told you not to stay out so late. It's dinner time. We need to get home. The woman called out to me. Her gentle face was clouded over with a gentle frown. This woman, who was she? Yamato, was she calling to me? Let's go home now. I made your favorite, curry rice. It seemed best to play along with her until I had a better grasp on the situation. I was a soldier, after all, and my mission was classified. Oh, Yamato, you really do like playing hero. Speaking of which, the lady next door... My uniform and striker units were inside my bag, but they were too big for me. I couldn't use them with my body as it was. Come on now, pay attention. This isn't like you, Yamato. Is something wrong? No, nothing. Nothing adventurous to report. Judging by her behavior, this woman must be my mother. I was an orphan. I joined the army knowing nothing about my mother. But if I did have one, I would have wanted her to be someone like this. I certainly hope not. She held out her hand. I took it and began to walk with her. The next day, A little girl stood beside a packed moving van. She was waiting for a boy. Yamato-kun, you didn't come to say goodbye. She stood up on her tiptoes and looked up at the street, as if she was expecting to see him any minute. And yet, he said he would come. The boy would always protect her, who had always kept his promises, who had always been there for her. But he promised. He did not come. Haruna, it's time for us to go. Please, can't we just wait a little longer? She glanced up at her father with pleading eyes. He glanced at his watch and offered to wait 5 more minutes. 1 minute, 2 minutes, in a minute, in a moment, it was 5. Tears welled up in her big eyes and she climbed into the truck. Even from her seat, her eyes lingered out the window. She was still waiting for that sweet little boy to come running to her. But even then, he did not come. Their innocent promise was left unkept. Time passed, and so our story begins. That's great. All right. I mean, that's interesting, right? Yeah.
Hitobito wa shiranai. Hibi no seikatsu ga hakuhyou ichimai no ue ni naritatte iru to.
The Japanese people don't know that they live their lives on thin ice.
Hitobito wa shiranai. Hei wa koufuku, soshite nichijou.
They don't know that peace, happiness, and harmony.
Sono youna jishou wa ちょっとしたことでごく簡単に消え去ってしまう儚い幻のようなものだ。
Are but fleeting illusions to be taken away with a moment's notice.
人々は知らない。恐るべき魔の手が今まさにこの平和な日本に迫りつつあることを。
They don't know that the fearsome hand of evil is even now encroaching on their peaceful land. Unbeknownst to all, a steel ship moves through Japanese waters 160 meters below sea level.
進行速度10ノット. 進路, 現状を保て.
Increase speed to 10 knots. Maintain current depth. On the bridge, several figures stood around a central view screen. They wore pale green uniforms, and there was something unusual about them. It was difficult to say exactly what, and yet every word they spoke bore an aura of the bizarre.
目標, 帝都東京まであと3時間。無線封鎖解除。本体からの指示映像入ります。
3 hours to Imperial Capital Tokyo. Radio silence lifted. High command, directive image incoming. An image appeared on the view screen and a voice began to speak. My fellow Balboran, servants of our great empire. We are on the verge of a full-scale invasion of our most hated enemy, the Japanese Empire. Soon they will know the might of the bionic humans created by our superior science. As you know, the bionic squadrons exist to spearhead the further expansion of the Balboa Empire. First, you cyborgs will wreak havoc in the Japanese capital in order to test the defensive prowess of their military. We will use the data you collect to finalize our full-scale invasion. Your mission is invaluable. I expect your total diligence. High Command has reinstated radio silence. Transmission ending. Guess that's that. What do we do, Colonel? What's it gonna say, Colonel? High Command have it easy, don't they? Colonel Mirror, you are the highest ranking member of our team. You should give the order. Captain Murray, you'll be leading this squad. I have another matter to attend to. Another matter, sir? A secret mission, so I'll entrust you to Captain Murray's leadership. That's easier, don't you agree? Sure, I guess. For heaven's sake, what am I gonna do with you? Transmission incoming! Good, bring it up. Good heavens, what are those things? Are those buildings? But they're so big. There's an object passing overhead. Then an auto gyro? No way. What the hell? I thought this was the Japanese Empire. I'm sure the coordinates are correct. They never told us Japan had tech like this. The Japanese Empire never fails to astonish. I would never have dreamed their science was so advanced. Colonel, what do we do? That's up to Captain Murray. Colonel, where are you going? I'll be getting off here. There's something I need to look into. What? Can't I come with you? Until otherwise ordered, you're under Captain Murray's command. Looks like someone just got dumped. I did not. Anyway, let's proceed as planned. Each of us individually is a match for an entire enemy battalion. Let's show those Japanese Imperials what we're made of. First Lieutenant Rooks. Yo. Second Lieutenant Hilko. Ha. Captain Daniel.
Yes, madam.
Warrant Officer Joseph. Woof. Warrant Officer Duran. Here I am.
Phoenix Chewie.
First Lieutenant Phoenix. Heh.
Orson Chewie.
Warrant Officer Orson. Are you prepared to set out? Yes, ma'am. Then I'm commencing this operation. All glory to the Balboa Empire. Glory to the Balboa Empire. Lieutenant Rooks will take point. Can I count on you? Sure thing. Silverado Roche. Ready for duty. Daniel, Duran, Hilko, you'll be his support. It shall be done. If we must. It sounds awfully boring, but it's true, I can't refuse. The rest of us will secure a home base and collect information. Ah, we're getting another transmission from High Command. There's one thing I forgot to mention. What do you want? You forgot something? To remove any trace of our presence, this submarine will self-destruct instantly upon your arrival in Japan. Self-destruct sequence activated. 1 minute until destruction. What did you say? What are those High Command idiots thinking? Abandon ship! Make for land, everybody! Sir! The people don't know that the fearsome hand of evil is even now encroaching on their peaceful land. A country village. It's so far in the backwaters you can't even walk to a convenience store, let alone a supermarket. An utterly average suburban dwelling stood at the base of the mountains. A small farm field lay in front of it. In one room of the house sat a machine which did not belong. It looked like a radio used by professionals. Before it sat a young man. His mouth was drawn into a thin line, his brow knitted in concentration. He turned the dial on the radio, carefully checking each frequency. This was his ritual. For the past few years, he had followed it every day without fail. Still nothing, not a trace. He had done chores on neighboring farms to afford the high-sensitivity radio equipment. In reality, there was only one frequency he was interested in. He had never heard anything on this special frequency, and yet he never gave up. He did it because it was part of his mission. But until today, he had not heard what he was listening for. Is it getting a signal? Only until today. Until this moment. The special wavelength that Balborans use to receive High Command transmissions, which means... They're finally here, after 10 long years of waiting. Purposefully, he changed his clothes and attached the curious devices to his arms. He drew his scarf up over his mouth and glared up at the sky. They are coming. Zoom! A sonic boom ripped through the air. The next moment, he was gone. Huh? Aha, I knocked it down good. You sure you ought to be working it so hard? What's the problem? We gotta put on a show for these people so that they'll get that we're the top dogs around here. That we do. Let us give it another go then. It's quite the metropolis though. It's nothing like they said in the reports. Yeah, I thought it'd be, you know, all flimsy wooden houses and stuff. It seems the report was mistaken. There is a reason they sent us to investigate after all. Look there, we're pulling quite the crowd. Guess they've come to watch the show. You there! Explain yourselves! Just the local beat cops. Ignore them. Those pea shooters of theirs can't hurt us. So they won't. I asked you to explain yourselves. Okay, now I'm annoyed. We're not gonna get a good fight out of this. You guys should go home while you still can. What did you say? Come on, hey, old guy. I beg your pardon. Why don't you give him a little taste? It would be most ungentlemanly to utilize my full power against such a rabble, but if I must... What the? My body feels so heavy. I can't even stand. Reinforcements would do you no good, I'm afraid. My gravity field crushes all in its path. Open fire! Oh, handguns are useless! Really now, did you expect those pea shooters to work on a beauteous beauty like me? Did you really be needing the beauty part twice? No need to bother using our powers, I guess. Those things can't even pierce our armor. But they're still a pain in my ass. He whispered to himself in annoyance, then raised his right hand high. Light extended from the man's wrist and took on the shape of a sword. Why can't you twerps just back off? He cleaved the water tower in half! Fall back! Fall back! They are the ones who caused that explosion earlier! What a damn waste of time. Damn it, who are these guys? Fall back! Just fall back for now! Goodness, look at them scamper. Well, can't expect much from cops. That you can't! Oh, but when is the army gonna show up? How should I know? Let's give him a little longer. Why not play some cards to kill time? A fine idea. They say I'm quite the hustler. We're supposed to be on our guard here. What is there to be on guard for? We're surrounded by policemen with pea shooters. Whatever, deal me in. I was flying. The freezing winds of the stratosphere battered my face, but to a man of my attributes, it was but a pleasant chill. Flight was one of the basic functions of the Striker system. Using the electric field between the emitter and the collector, the Striker system channels atmosphere downwards, creating an ionic wind on which to glide. When combined with the extremely high electric energy of the Striker system, this allows for high-speed flight. The explosion was here. That building, I think. I restrained the high voltage current enough to hover. Below me, a group of uniformed soldiers sat in a circle, leisurely playing cards. Blackjack. Again, you really are a hustler. And still nothing from the army. Sleeping on the job, are they? I touched down softly behind them. Oh, wow. Balba Nina, which means hello. Huh? Pelpos Panino. I see you're having fun. That's the official language of Balbora. I didn't know it was spoken in Japan. We're in the middle of a tournament right now. We might deal you in if... Striker system, Tenrai! Whoa! just what do you think you're doing? You're Balbora Imperial cyborgs, aren't you? Talk! By what means did you come to this world? How do you think? We snuck in. We're here to check out your military defenses. Are you quite certain you should tell him that? Crap, he tricked me into that one. He did not. So you don't know how you got here either? Fine then. I still have my mission. I will see it through. The hell is this guy on about? Just who are you? One of Japan's cyborgs? Prototype Imperial All-Terrain Strike Support Ranger. Code name, Striker Zero. Know this, protecting this country is my mission, my sole order.
Striker Zero.
Striker Zero, nice. I was wondering when things would get interesting. My name's Rosha. Now that that's all squared away, how about we fight? The man named Rosha shot me a bold smile. I recognized the design of their uniform. They had also responded to the Balboran Imperial language. They must be Balboran Imperial cyborgs. You guys stay out of this. I've been waiting for this all day. What? I took the lead, striking the man square in his chest. The power of the blow would dent a steel wall. The man flew back a dozen meters and stopped. Not bad at all. But I can see it's not enough. No, it's great. I kind of like this. A Japanese cyborg, huh? We might bring him back to the lab for dissection. Shall we take him all together? 4-1 is hardly the gentleman's way. I said, stay out of this. This one's mine. He strode up to me as he spoke, casually stretching out his right arm. Ugh. I drew back reflexively. A flash of silver light tore past my neck. A sword! No, this is... You might say it's my trademark. Pretty sweet, eh? Roche grinned. The sword was gone from his hand. It seemed he could extend and it retracted at will. So that sword is your weapon? Don't call me a coward, okay? You're the one who brought Fist to a sword fight. Not that you'd stand much of a chance with a sword, either. Roche lightly clenched his right hand. The long sword of silver light appeared again. Let me tell you my full name. They call me Silverado Roche. Take this. You're pretty slippery, but you can't keep it up forever. Take this and this. The forceful swipes of his sword struck the walls and the floor, but ran through them like a hot knife through butter. Even with my bionic elements, it was clear that a single blow would cleave me in two. Come on, fight back. The audience is getting bored. He was trying to provoke me, but I couldn't let him. I continued to evade his swipes, analyzing his technique all the while. His assault was truly relentless, allowing no room to bridge the gap. If he wouldn't give me an opening, I would just have to make one. There! I sucked in my breath and lunged forward in the space between attacks. If I could just get close enough, his sword would mean nothing. What the? This ends here! I stepped in and let out a right hook with full. Oh, please, give me a break. What? Another silver blade appeared in his left hand. I cut off my attack and rolled awkwardly to the concrete. It was a near miss. The blow had cut through my coat. You dodge pretty good. Not bad, Japanese cyborg. My name is Striker. Striker, huh? Well, I see we fulfilled our first goal. The reason we came here was to see if Japan had any guys like you. Now all we have to do is capture you and squeeze you for information about the Japanese army.
I see.
If you come to test my power, then test it. You will regret it when the power of Japan's strikers is carved into your own body. I let out a shout and was on him in a flash. Striker drive set. The next moment, I unleashed my technique. Here we go. Striker system change. Shoo shui. I am a cyborg developed in secrecy for Imperial defense. We aren't just stronger and faster than ordinary humans. Our true defining characteristic is the superpowers granted to us through the Striker system. The blade of thunder roared from my right arm, a field of concentrated plasma with a voltage in the millions. Well, we get it. I brought Shui Sui forth to block Roche's shining silver blades. I don't know if you can remove the... This is...
Shui
Shusui is made of high voltage electric current. If it touches a metal conductor, you'll take the damage yourself. It's over, Silverado Roshi. I poured all my energy into Shusui, electrifying Roshi's body from inside. Damn it. Shoom! But just when all seemed decided, my body was overtaken by a sudden pressure. I was pressing down evenly on every point of my body as if I was bound with an invisible chain. This is... a gravitational attack. Your body is currently experiencing 30 G's of force. Most ungentlemanly of me to intrude, but I feel it's become necessary. How dare you! What a fool you are! We've got an idea of the Japanese army's power, so let's just go home! Will I be putting an end to this man here? An impressive arsenal appeared from the little soldier's back. Well now, he is bound up quite nicely. Wow, look at all that. We can hide the text box, look at that. Gravity attack, 4 enemies, 1 injured. I could move, I could make my body move, in that case. Impossible, 30 G's, that's 2 tons of gravitational force applied directly to his body. Do you really think this can hold a striker? I could move, I could handle it easily. I could eliminate them. Striker system change, Shinden. As I stood, the smell of ozone began to fill the air. Purple static crackled around my body. Oh really? He can't still have more techniques. Japanese Imperial Cyborgs. They have multiple superpowers, it appears. That is bad, it is. Take this! Within a split second, a spear of lightning erupted from the heavens, down on the Balboran cyborgs around me. This is... We must retreat. He's dangerous, and that technique of his is putting my hair in a wretched state. The moment Shinden struck, the gravity that bound my body suddenly disappeared. You're not going anywhere. Then take this. Objects the size and shape of lemons began pouring from the little soldier's back. They were grenades. I drew backwards, quickly escaping the blast radius. The air rocked with the force of the explosion. I quickly ducked and covered. It lasted only a few seconds, but when I opened my eyes, they were gone. They got away. The damage I had taken was slight. It would not interfere with my mission, but I could not afford to leave this place. Whoops, hold on. My fingers are getting kind of numb. Hold on, it happens every once in a while. Alright, here we go. 10 years have passed since I came to this world. I had spent those 10 years trying to gather information on the Balboran Empire. And all that time, I had learned nothing of their activities. Then today, out of nowhere, they had appeared, unchanged, after all this time. Had they come to this world from mine? At any rate, this place was still Japan. I could continue my mission here. Defeat the invaders. That must be my overriding thought. Alright guys, well that's where we're gonna go ahead and end it for today. If you like, Chouden Genki Striker, which is a little different. I mean, I've heard there's 8 scenes, but I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's an 8 scene menu, is there? Saga, Heaven Saga, and Sky Saga. Maybe not. This might not be. This may be an all ages VN. I don't know, guys. It doesn't really matter if it's interesting. It's cool. Reminds me of like a superhero thing. It's not bad. It's kind of quirky. It's got its own charm. But if you guys like it, let me know with views, comments, anything like that. And we'll do some more of Chouden Genki Striker. If not, I'll just finish it up myself. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out of here. See you guys later.